Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You're tuning into Youth Talk with me, PB Aisha Lahir, on Radio Islam International and Simulcast on Sirius FM. According to the Gauteng Department of Education and a lot of the government schools, we are still not on school holidays, unfortunately. I think Friday is when school, Wednesday is when learners pick up their reports. Friday is officially when we are on school holiday. Private schools, I'm not so certain how they're working, but I do know one thing for sure. All learners, all pupils are done with exams. Many of them are probably staying at home and already saying, I'm bored. Now, to our listeners, to the parents, to the caregivers, to the grandparents, you're already wondering, when is school opening again? We're going to the calendar. Some of them are marking it off and they're thinking, how many more days must I deal with this? The children are like, I'm bored. I don't know what to do. Feed me. I want to eat this. I don't want to go there. What must I do? So parents, today's topic is beating the holiday blues. Now, as much as we love the holiday and we have a very, very tiring year and we look forward to this period of just sitting at home or maybe going away if we are fortunate to do so and just relaxing, but very often I'm sure you have or you definitely have heard someone say, you know, I just got back from a holiday and I'm so tired, I feel like I need another holiday. Very often you've said that. I'm sure many of you who are listening are thinking, she's so right. And the reason why we do that is maybe we haven't planned the holiday correctly. Because, I mean, you think, okay, it's a holiday, it doesn't need planning. But trust me, when you listen to my panelists, you'll understand what we're talking about. So today we have some ideas that parents can use that are inexpensive to keep your children entertained, whether they're very young, if they're teenagers, even if teenage boys, teenage girls, and activities where parents can also get involved in so you have that quality time with your children. So my guest in the studio with me today is Sister Zahira Sibda Lahir, Sister Shamima Munshi Hussain, and Sister Preeti Manga. And all of these ladies are going to share their experiences with us. All of them are mummies as well. That's something I would like to say. And, you know, they've been through what you're going through. They're going through what you're going through. So they're going to give us some very, very valuable advice. Okay, just to tell you a little bit about our panelists, Shamima Munshi Hussain is a preschool educator, someone who's very, very passionate about educating and empowering young children. She's going to share some beautiful ideas with us. We have, like I said, Sister Zahira Sibda Lahir, who is a DIY enthusiast. So this is obviously somebody who will make an activity out of nothing. Am I correct? Well, she's going to tell us more about that. And she loves kids' art and is a crafter who is passionate as well about empowering learners with special needs. So through her innovative ideas, you know, learners with special needs also learn to build their self-esteem. And then we have Sister Preeti Manga, who is also an educator and a mum, who is also somebody who is very balanced in her personality in the sense that when it comes to planning holidays, it's something that everyone gets to do what they like and everyone has a holiday where everyone's happy. Because I know often when Preeti comes back from holiday, she's like, it was so restful. So, you know, we want all parents to say now, it was so restful. We don't want them to say anymore, I need another holiday. So ladies, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh and welcome to Radio Islam International.
Thank you so much, Bibi Aisha.
Okay, so, Shamima, I'm going to ask you if you could share with us some activities that parents can use with young children to keep them entertained, things that they can do at home. What would you suggest? Because, you know, remember the activities that we're talking about, very important, we need to also remember, maybe right now, maybe dad's at work, maybe mommy's also at work, so maybe they're with grandparents or caregivers. Later also, nothing says that only mommy needs to keep young children busy. You know, daddies need to also, the first thing I would like to discuss is that we need to break those stereotypes. Nothing says that mommy can't be doing a sport with her son and daddy can't be doing a little, maybe a craft lesson with his daughter or maybe even a cookery lesson. Am I correct?
Assalamu alaikum. Absolutely, Bibi Aisha. You're so right and you're so correct. And I think in today's times, so often both parents are working or sometimes dad is at home or the children are with their grandparents. And there are so many fun activities that you could do that would be good for you and the children at home. So when we talk about young children, you know how enthusiastic they are. One of the things that they love to do is to be in the kitchen. So if Nani or Daddy is making roti, then they're going to want to make their own roti and play with the dough and do those kind of things because it's lots and lots and lots of fun.
Definitely. And then also communicating, you know, while you're making, like you say, nanny or daddy's doing roti, you know, talk to the child. Talk about texture, what are you doing, bond. Am I correct?
Absolutely. You know, I think also a nice idea is if you make pizza, like you could make it from scratch and then they could be involved with making the dough with you. And if not, then maybe because you don't have time, buy those ready-made doughs, but then you can ask the kids to put their own toppings inside so they can help you grate the cheese and, you know, you can put like whatever, if you want to put the bolognese or if you want it vegetarian.
Yes,
You know, and then you talk about those things because the tomatoes are red and the cheese is yellow and they like to do that because they like to feel the texture.
Okay, but now, mummies, I need to ask you this and any one of you mummies can answer regarding this. You know, again, when it comes to December, you know, those of us who are fortunate to have domestic helpers, obviously they go home. And I'm sure, again, the mums sit on the calendar. Kare kam wari awaniche. And they're probably looking, D-Day, when is she coming? And when she does come home, I'm sure she gets the biggest embrace, more than even when you probably hug your mum. I'm just saying. And those who don't have domestic workers, and their kids are pretty much trained to be independent. But how can we make household chores exciting? And it doesn't mean that your child is 4 years old. He or she cannot help you with something. And your teenager is not too big to tell you that, listen, I'm not going to help you in the house.
Absolutely. You know what little children love? Because, you know, if you do, if kids go to Montessori schools, then they talk about practical life.
Mm-hmm.
And that is just your everyday activities. They love washing dishes.
Yeah.
They love scrubbing tables. They love wiping tables. And it's good for them because it's a fun activity. They don't even realize the benefit that they're getting from doing this activity. So you need to make things easy for yourself. Like you're saying, if there isn't a domestic helper, you don't have to make the pizza from scratch. But you can make it easy and you can chop up everything. And then once you're done, you can say, well, you're going to help me wash the dishes today.
Exactly.
Or let's wipe the table. And, oh, you know what? Let's wipe the chairs. Because these things are so fun.
Okay. Petey, what are your thoughts regarding it? Because I know you are a mom of a very, very vibrant young girl and also a very, very confident young boy. So when it comes to helping with chores, like I said, you know, holiday time that I'm bored, that happened. And, you know, we're trying to limit the amount of time children sit with their heads glued to the television or to using technology and social media. We don't want that too much. We want kids to go outside. So what's your secret?
I don't think it's a secret. It's just about striking a good balance. And remember something, that our children imitate what we do. So if they see us in front of the TV all the time and they see us with electronic devices, then, well, that's what they role model. In terms of having to be creative with them, if you happen to be at home, as Lakshmima said, you get them involved in things, you know,
mm-hmm.
that let's pack away your shoes, don't leave, that must go into the laundry basket. If you're doing washing, separate the colors for me when they're
mm-hmm.
younger and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing says they can't help hang up the washing if they're taller, because, I mean, you know my height.
No comment.
And so the taller ones can obviously help you hang up the washing and take out dishes from the top for you and things like that.
And then activities also, you know, when mom and dad are both at home, you know, and it is like the festive time. And if you're not going away, you know, what can families do at home? Because we do know that during the festive time, you know, it is very expensive to go away. The queues are ridiculous. And sometimes, you know, you don't want to be in a crowd. So, Sister Zaira, I know you're a mom of three children.
Yes.
Am I correct? And you also have a son that's quite grown up. Now, I just need to ask you this question. How do you keep a teenage boy entertained? Because they often just want to be with their friends. They don't want to be at home. They want to be with their friends. What do you do?
Assalamu alaikum, Aisha, and your listener.
Thank
you for having me on your show.
I mean, only a pleasure.
And the question you're asking me about teenage boys, okay, there, I think all mums will agree with me. It's a difficult one to me. You can't stop them from not enjoying their time out with their buddies.
True.
They have to have that time out as well, and especially for my one who's got two sibling girls at home. So you can just imagine this one. So I give him his time out. He's allowed to do that. Though I love to do family projects.
Okay, now I want you to discuss what you mean family project. Because I know you like I say, DIY enthusiast, yes. Someone who's very passionate about kids' art and craft.
So while I'm all for chores at home, kids should be entitled to the chores at home.
Yes.
You got to have a time out as well where they must be able to enjoy their space in their homes. Because they're going to want to just run away every time.
Yes.
You know, you're constantly giving them, oh, okay, can you do this, can you do that? There should be that balance as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if all moms will agree with me, but I actually have a space at home where it's a table and it stays open with stuff on it, like glue and paper and craft items and anything that I'm thinking we're going to be using or we're going to do something with it.
Yes.
And I leave it there. As your day goes on, and it happens to me because I'm that sort of a personality, I will work at it. I will have my board. I will play around with it, put an item on. Okay, I'm looking at it now. I'm not happy what it looks like. I'll go back and move it somewhere else.
Yes.
So now I'm talking about artwork.
Yes.
I'm doing something in the creative space.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, so when I talk about family projects, and obviously I'm talking upcycling, so I never throw anything away. I try to use everything that I could possibly, like...
You would make the perfect foundation face teacher.
Yeah.
Honestly, we throw nothing away. Everything has a purpose, really.
Yeah, from your paper tube rolls to your cans, jam jars, just simple things, boards, old flooring. There's tons. Fabric, old clothing, jeans. Before you throw anything away, there's always something you can do with it. And ask your children. I always put it forward. When you look at it, what do you see?
Mm-hmm.
And brainstorm and work together with your family and see what comes up from there.
How do we get daddy involved? Because a lot of times daddy will say, I want to watch cricket because, you know, it is that time of the year.
Yeah.
Or I want to just relax. I work the whole year. Yes, daddy, you do work the whole year, but so does mommy. How do we get daddy involved? Because like you say, it's a family project. So you're going to give us some ideas where you're doing something as a family with young children as well as the teens, and you're including daddy as well.
So often... the woodwork part works for the dad. So if it's a knocking a nail or it's making a hole, drilling a hole or threading some rope or hanging up, you know, so the creative part gets done with mom and child. Dad can get involved. You know, today I find dads are very much more hands-on.
Much more hands-on,
so
definitely.
So they do tend to participate a lot better. So you probably will get younger dads that might be involved through the entire project. And then you might get a dad like my one, like my children's dad, who tends to just do the main parts of the, you know, hanging or making the drill holes.
So I would be guessing now that the family project will obviously be something that we're going to make in the house that's going to benefit everybody. So
everybody.
We're talking maybe like a frame, maybe something in the garden, something that's going to be useful to everybody.
Yes.
And obviously you're going to have sentimental attachments to it because it's been made together with the whole family.
So what I do like to enjoy to do with the kids, and I do this with my special needs children as well.
Mm.
We do like either a notice board or a cork board or a key holder where you can actually get them to do the smaller task of hanging the hooks, sticking up the hooks, decorating the board, putting in the threads, hanging the ropes or the ribbons, getting them to tie the bows. And you know what? Something like this can take you a week, maybe. You can build on one project because it will look like a finished item, but then you decide, okay, this is not what I want, change it, fix it up, do something else, add on something else, minus something else. So, you know, you can work with it in so many ways, and your family will love it.
Definitely.
So we'll love it.
Now we're talking about, you're going to give us some more ideas a little later, but I just want to ask you something. When we're looking at this, now we're going to go to the educator point of view, right? And obviously parents will know this as well. Brilliant idea shared by Zahira, where we said family are involved together. The obvious family bonding, which is something that is so important. We always say we don't have time. You need to make the time. The less obvious, fine motor coordination enhancement, communication skills, building confidence. Who knows, this arts and crafts that children are involved in now, later could lead into a business. Future teen premier, you never know.
For sure. I think, Vibhasha, it's like you say, there's so many hidden talents and so many hidden developments that take place. We don't actually realize it. And I think from time to time, there's so much more we do with our children that I think we don't even realize that we've developed certain skills, like Zahira said.
Yes.
You know, even with well-able children, there's so much of mosaicing that you can do, and there's so many kits that you can buy now that are ready-made, and all you got to do is spend time and put it together. But most importantly, what comes out of these activities is the bonding and the communicating.
Which is
sadly, technology has taken away the ability for us to communicate to each other face to face.
But do we blame technology, or is it for us to be responsible in our use of technology?
I think that's a show for another day.
Sister Shamima, your thoughts?
Definitely agree with Preeti. Technology is taking over, and it is, you know, having such a harmful effect on the children, because they're losing their sense of creativity, which is so important. And of course, from the other perspective, is developing the fine motor skills and even the gross motor skills, because it depends on what you're doing. And you know, when we think about us, when we were younger, we were very creative. We would want to go to the stationery shop, and we would want to buy all the glitter and all the things that you see. And unfortunately, our children are not getting that. And then also at school, it's not like before. Even art lessons are not as many as we did. And, you know, developing the creative side of the brain and the right side of the brain is so important for so many things. You think creatively, and the more creative you are, the more creative you eventually become, because you start thinking in amazing ways. But you have to be consistent in doing this and loving what you do. And yes, Bibi Aisha, it is us, the parents, who have to make that time, because if you are addicted to your technology device, then
your child's going to
have
imitate
the best
you.
Time to do
Definitely.
That. Yes.
And we always say, you know, children learn more by what we do than what we say. You know, also when it comes to now the December period, you know, families do get together. There are these family get-togethers, and sometimes, you know, if you're invited to a gathering and you're like, I need to make this and I don't have the time to do this, rope your kids in.
Yes.
I would think that's an ideal way, again, we say family bonding, and you teaching them stuff. You'd be amazed at how many things your children could probably teach you in the kitchen. I mean, now there's no such thing as men don't cook. Mm-hmm. Really, there isn't. We know, obviously, it's the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, where, alhamdulillah, Nabi Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to help at home. So there's no such thing. Those stereotypes need to be broken.
For sure.
So again, getting your kids involved in, you know, making a fruit salad. You know, sometimes when we look at very young children, you can't give him a knife, he'll get hurt. We teach foundation phase, and when we look at how independent so many children are today,
true.
You'd be amazed.
I don't know if the teachers will agree with me, but I feel that sometimes we tend to tell our children, or we put them down by saying, no, not this way, that way.
Yes.
It shouldn't be like this, it should be like that.
Yes.
Allow them to be. Allow them to share their way of doing something. Sometimes that may be something more innovative than the way you think of doing it.
Exactly, exactly. And you know, times, they are changing. Huh? So we need to get everybody involved. Okay, after the break, you know, Zaira is going to share some ideas with us on her craft, and you're going to tell us more about your involvement with children with special needs. So, you know, mummies, daddies, if you have a child with special need, there's no need for their child to not be included in the family project. Preeti is going to be talking to us, and obviously, please do on when we say planning a holiday that is stress-free. Again, it's how you plan the holiday, make sure everyone's needs are catered for. We can't only do what daddy wants to do or mommy wants to do. We're going as a family. Everyone needs a little bit of their time, and then I'm sure it would be like later, meals must be together or some activity must be together. So please, listeners, if you have anything that you'd like to share with us, if you have something that's working great for you, if you're one of those parents that can say, you know, my holidays are stress-free because this is what our kids and I do, please call us on 011-854-1548 and please share it with us and the listeners. You never know who can benefit from your great advice. So what we're going to be doing now, we are going to be breaking for an ad, and we will be returning shortly, inshallah. Jazakumullahu khairan. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And you're back with me, Bibi Aisha Lahey, on News Talk on Radio Islam International and Summercast on Sirius FM. And our topic for today is beating the holiday blues. So we're going to leave our lines open if any one of you would like to call and tell us what it is that you do with your family during the holidays to ensure that it's stress-free and also inexpensive. You know, that's something that happens when it comes to December. We just tend to spend. We want to eat out. We want to go out. Children keep on saying we're bored. Come January, you know, there's school fees, there's madrasa fees, there's school uniform. We don't want parents to be sitting and thinking, you know what, how am I going to deal with this? So my panelists today are going to share some brilliant ideas of things that you can do at home with your children as a family, which we spoke about at length before the break. But I just want to ask to my panelists here, Sister Preeti, you know, if you are fortunate enough and you are going away on holiday, what advice would you give parents to ensure that their holiday is stress-free? We don't want parents to come back and say, oh my word, I was so tired, I need another holiday.
I think the first choice parents make is the type of holiday that they go on. It's all good and well to go on holiday, but it's one thing to go from a mall holiday, a commercial holiday, is to retreat into the bush.
Yes.
There's those two types. So depending on the family type and your choices, you would make that holiday. Should you wish to go to the mall, there's nothing, or the commercial type of holiday, there's nothing wrong with it. But you, 9 out of 10 times, us on the inland, especially here in Gauteng, we tend to move towards the coast.
Yes.
And so there's nothing wrong in taking a walk on the beach in the morning. That would be a family walk.
Mm-hmm.
And then later maybe we do some shopping in the mall, while maybe dad watches cricket at home, and and the mom and the kids go off to the mall. We come back with things ready for supper, and we cook supper together, and we have a meal together, and in the evening all of us go out together again. That's one type of thing. Should you be doing the more conservative type of thing, where you go into a remote area or a bush or that type of thing, normally in the bush what happens is, especially in our summers, it's very hot.
Yes.
So there's not much activity during the day. So that's the time where you catch up on sleep. Especially in the in the early afternoons, because it's very hot.
Yes.
You catch up on some sleep and you do early morning things, so that in the rest of the day is spent restfully. Younger ones can be doing some craft work. Nothing says you can't take a packet of beads with and do some beading,
exactly.
Do some threading, that type of thing, mosaicing for the younger ones. And then in the evenings, normally you would do something
together,
fun again, you know, some swimming or... I think, you know, basically for us, a holiday would be green grass, a pool, and a clean facility, and you're set.
Exactly. But now we're talking about parents or families that have children that maybe, you know, one could be 4 or 5, another one could be 9, another one could be 15, and then you've got a 21-year-old. And you're saying, okay, we're going on holiday, and this is where we're going, and this is what we're going to be doing. Now, again, you have children, you know, they're staggered in their ages. Their interests are very, very different.
For sure.
We can't only make daddy and mommy happy. We need to make the children happy as well. And those are the times where parents will say, I'm having a very stressed holiday.
Yeah, no, for sure. I think in cases where the age gaps are so big, then you rope in the older ones to help with the younger one. And 9 out of 10 times, the younger one always bonds with one of the older ones, if not the 21-year-old, then the 17 or the 16-year-old.
Exactly.
And they always have similar interests. So nothing says that the two of them can't bond together and do some craft activity or do something together.
Definitely. The other thing is that, you know what, when it comes to road trips, this is another thing. I mean, I must say, you know, when I was a kid, this would be our thing. Are we there yet? Are we there yet? How long now? I'm hungry. I need to go to the bathroom. And, you know, my parents would just look at all their eyes. So I have a younger brother. And what we used to do is we used to play this game. We used to, you know, look at the number plates and try and make up words. Or you know, play these guessing games. And obviously when we got older, those things didn't work. But you need to keep kids entertained as well when you're traveling. And I'm sure for parents it's a nightmare. I'm sure some mothers would think, I wish this child came with a mute button. But yeah, sorry. Any ideas, ladies?
Okay. So, Alexa Stupiti says, if you're on a beach holiday, I love the idea of collecting seashells.
Yes,
definitely. You walk along the beachfront and you have your beach bucket or whatever you have, and start collecting shells, because you're going to bring those shells back home. You're going to create a masterpiece out of that. Shells are amazing to work with.
Yes.
Bring back a packet of sand, because even that, you know, it's texture. I love the use of texture. While I love to do acrylic artwork or paintwork, you know, I love to add texture. It just makes such a big difference in a child's life when they feel that. So, and then your bush holiday. Bush holiday, I love. Me, I'm a wood and a twig. So I will be collecting pieces of wood and pieces of twig, little pebbles, little rocks, things like that. I bring back, and you can come back home, or you could do it while you're at your facility, you know, in your spare time. If everyone's not too tired or interested in doing it, so you work around your family's time and exhaustion and play with that. You either bring back and do it at home, or if you have the time and the space to do it at your holiday time, you may
do it. Exactly. You know, also during this holiday period, you know what, it's also like I said, you know, communication is so important. You're bonding with your family, with your children. Ideal time to also learn a new skill, but as a family, you know, Alhamdulillah, you know, we're talking a lot about the sunnah sports. You know, archery has become very, very popular, horse riding, swimming, wrestling. mom and her son can go and do an archery class. Again, like I said, nothing says dad and his daughter cannot maybe make a fruit salad or, you know, design a cupcake. Seriously, there's nothing wrong with it. We do know most of the greatest chefs in the world are men. Sorry, women, deal with it. But it's the truth. It's the truth. You know, also, we need to be realistic. You know, there are blended families. There are families where, you know, the spouses are divorced for whatever reason. Allah knows best. We need to be realistic. We need to also be realistic in the sense where there are times where maybe the mummy has passed on and daddy has all these children and he's alone with them. So, you know, breaking the boundaries, breaking the stereotypes, you just, I would say or suggest that, you know, be open to everything and do what you can. I think also to Tamil, like I said, ideal time to learn a new skill together as a family. You know, golf, play putt-putt, horse riding. Like I said, I know archery has become very, very popular. Ladies, your take on that?
I think, you know, like bowling has become common as well. And even the younger ones can participate because I see the bowling alleys have those stands and you help them carry the ball and roll it down and things like that. And then just the thought that came to mind, if you are at home, the gardening does need attention in December. So there's nothing saying that we can't go into the garden and do some weeding or put in some new plants or find some new plants and make a trip to the nursery. A learning adventure.
And a simple thing like just take out the ball and kick it around in the garden. Something
good old fashioned play.
Good old fashioned play. You know how you used to run around and play hide and seek or climb trees and you knew you were going to get grazed and your parents are going to scream at you and your mother will say, you know, we got a wedding next week and you all cut here. But we had a beautiful childhood. We had beautiful memories, which we still do. Shamima?
Absolutely. I think hide-and-seek memories growing up are always the best, and I always think about them because we had my grandparents had a farm. And we would play with everyone, my cousins and everyone. We would get together, and we would play with also the local people in the area and, you know, the farm workers that used to work there. Their children used to come, and I remember the best fun we used to have playing hide-and-seek. You never get tired of it. And
so
I look at my children in my class now. They still love this game so much.
Yes.
You know, they just love to play hide and seek. Gives them such a thrill. Makes me smile because it makes me think about just how we love doing it, you know, with our cousins. And, and our cousins were our friends as we were growing up. I'm sure you can relate, Preeti, Zaira, and Bibi Aisha.
Definitely. I mean, we got up to lots of mischief. We had loads of fun. I know some family members would have these mulberry trees, and your mother or father would say, what did you do? No, nothing, but we the stains are all on your face, and your lips, and your clothes. And it was fun. You know, we'd eat a mango and the juice would be all over yourself, but that was part of growing up. And like I said, we can laugh about it now and think, you know, we had a great childhood. The other thing that, you know, that comes to mind is, you know, what we take for granted, others are praying for. Like I said, not everyone is fortunate enough to go away on a holiday. Not everyone is fortunate enough to have their family with them because maybe dad needs to work, mom needs to work, maybe you don't have a mommy or daddy. But it doesn't mean that you cannot have a purposeful and beautiful holiday. And something that comes to mind right now is helping out, doing charity work, community work, going to an orphanage and, you know, preparing maybe fruit salad for children in orphanage, playing soccer, like they're playing hide and seek with a child who's less fortunate. That experience obviously humbles you. It makes you grateful for what it is that you have, and most importantly, obviously Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be pleased with you. So again, teaching your children values, visiting the elderly, visiting the sick, visiting your family that you haven't seen in ages, and now is not a time to say, I don't have the time.
You have the time.
So really, you have the time.
Yes.
I mean, a lot of people say, you know, the greatest knowledge that you can ever get lies at the feet of Dada, Dadi, Nani, Nana.
And those stories are priceless. Yes. We were just chatting about it the other day at home.
Yes.
My mom always told us stories, and they were the real life stories of the farm days and when we were little and when she was little, and we absolutely treasure that. It is priceless.
Most definitely. And you know, now we do know that, you know, with learners, especially with teenagers, young children as well, and parents, everyone's so busy working, and you say the time just goes, that's correct. But now you have the ideal time to make the time. Go spend time with your grandparents, bring the grandparents home, do things with them. Like it's a family project, you know, ask Daddy, can we use this scarf, or ask Dada, can we use this? Please, children, please that are listening, do get permission, because if anything happens to you later, I'm sorry, I'm not responsible. Please get their permission, because if Nana and Nani come after you, I didn't say anything. But just to say that, you know, this is the ideal time to bond with family, learn something new, do new stuff, and, you know, inshallah, have a stress-free holiday.
For sure.
Yes, Shamima.
Aisha, nannies have the best, nannies and daddies have the best old things that our children are totally in love with, because it's all those vintage jewelry and mirrors and ribbons. Shawls and yes, and ribbons and all of that. And you know, our kids really, really love that.
And you know, Zera talks about arts and crafts that she does, and those are lots of artsy, crafty things that you can use as well. I'm sure daddy and nanny have loads of ornaments, Sister Preeti.
Shamima's talking about granny stuff, and for me, the best granny product is those old crochet tablecloths.
Yes.
Those doilies. And make the most beautiful crafts.
Okay, please tell me some innovative idea of how to, you know, to pump that up. Because sometimes when I still look at doilies, I look and I think I feel like I'm stuck in 1920.
Well, that one particularly, I recently did one, and it looks so stunning. We did for gifting for some schools.
Yes.
And we use the jam jars or control jars or whatever you have. Please don't make purchases. Use what you have at home.
Yes.
Recycle.
Yes.
Upcycle.
Yes.
That's the whole intention of this. And we took the doily, cut it up into strips, and we wrapped it around the jar.
Mm-hmm.
And we put fairy lights, and some we put candle, tea lights.
Oh,
and we
beautiful.
Sprayed the lids gold. And it looks stunning. And some we filled sweets in it. So, you know, it just makes such an attractive gift for teachers,
yes.
gifting, for just general gifting, if you want to use this type of idea. It's so stylish.
And now
but please ask your grannies.
Yes, please ask your grannies for permission. Because when it comes to doilies, I know the nannies and daddies are very protective over it. It's like family heirlooms.
Yes.
But also, like we were talking now about, you know, doing charity work, going and helping the less fortunate. Imagine, like, the idea that you just gave now, which I totally love.
Yes.
Going into one of these organizations and going to a total stranger and saying, this is for you.
Oh, yes.
I mean,
amazing.
The dua that you will get, alhamdulillah, that feeling, going, you know, like going through your toys as well.
Yes,
you know, like as you get old, obviously, there's a lot of things you don't need, maybe board games, and actually, you know, giving, you know, there's no greater joy than giving.
Yes, so, and moms with their kids must definitely do the card. So you keep
making
little items, please make little cards, use cardboard, cut your cereal boxes.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. I love cutting cereal boxes, sticking white paper on top. You can utilize it in so many ways. So you decorate it and put these little ribbons and beads, whatever it is, and you make up a beautiful card.
But
so every gift must have a card.
Yes, but your mummy still have not answered my question. People are avoiding it. What do you do on road trips? Are you all doing this deliberately? Because our listeners need to know. I need to know.
I have
nephews and nieces, and they don't come with a mute button, unfortunately.
I have an idea, though, but I don't know if all listeners. I use this particularly.
Mm-hmm.
I have a little Hessian bag, which I used from a tablecloth, made it up, stitched up the sides, put some rope in it, and then we used little pebbles from the garden, painted one in a different color. So you have the X and you have your O's. But now we're not doing X and O, we're doing different color stones.
Oh,
so you
lovely.
Either have maybe a green and a natural stone, and then on your Hessian bag, you draw your X and O lines. So now you have yourself a little card game. So they can put that on their laps, and then the you know, it can actually take you an hour through your traveling, which would be a fun thing
just
for them.
Brilliant. Now, your daughter Amara sitting in the studio, and I'm going to ask her.
Yes.
Amara is at work. She's going to tell me yay or nay. She's going to be verifying what you're saying right now.
Does it work?
We have to do audits here. Okay, but now the kids are older.
Yes. Now they sleep a lot.
And you must be going, yes!
Just put them in a car with an egg pillow and they go to
sleep. Just take away the devices, give them a time limit.
Yeah.
So Shamima, I know your baby is big now. So what do you do when you're in a road trip? You know, in all honesty, when you say beating the holiday blues, I'm also thinking of parents and grandparents because they also get tired. They also need a rest. They also need a time out. And just to let mummies and daddies know, and also, you know, family members, it's okay to say I'm tired.
Yes.
It's okay to say I do not want to babysit.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay to say ask somebody to help you.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't make you a bad parent. It doesn't make you a bad family member. You also need to rest. You can't give off to somebody else if you don't have anything for yourself. So
no,
please.
Absolutely, Bibi Aisha. Well, I can tell you what we do when we go to the Kruger Park and we're driving for hours on end.
Mm-hmm.
My family are such enthusiasts, so first it was the animals, and then again, ranging from the different age levels in our family, I promise you, the little ones know so much, but then they also learn from the older ones, and then they'll argue about what eagle it is and what type it is, and it's so much fun. Then they'll take out the book, you know. Then when all the fascination with the animals was kind of passing, then it was all about the birds.
Wow.
So then it was bird spotting,
yeah.
And then, you know, looking at what the bird looks like, what the characteristic of that bird is, and then you'll find that you're starting to look for more and more information. Is the bird coming from Europe, leaving the winter there, and then coming here in the summer? And I think eventually it will also be all the flora and fauna, because there is so much. And then you are so amazed at this amazing creation of the Almighty.
Subhanallah. And I love when you ask children, so how did you know that? Google.
Yeah.
And Auntie Google and Uncle Google tells us everything. Sister Preeti?
You know, when we do road trips, no electronic devices are allowed except our phones for GPS, which has now become a contentious issue in the family. Right?
Mm-hmm.
But besides that, so we look for landmarks on a long trip, you know, prominent landmarks. So trips down to the coast always have something that you can find, the big windmill, the big silos, what was in the silos, that type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then always the Shell Ultras are always a fascinating
event
when you get to the big yellow with the red, bright, and things like that. So for that, for us, is a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the car, we try and play games like, but we have little X and O boards that they play with in the car.
Mm-hmm.
And then we found that because my children are a little younger, spotting all the red cars, all the white cars. And sometimes we've been stuck in roadblocks.
Mm-hmm.
And even if the car passed you 50 times, we counted it 50 times. They didn't have to know. They weren't smart enough to know it was the same car.
Now you can take it up a notch and you can do what my brother Ibrahim and I used to make
games. Now they add the numbers of the number plates.
Brilliant. But you know what I want to emphasize on, we've been closing the show just now, something that's also very, very, very important, our ibadah goals. Holidays are coming, holidays are here. Salah continues every day. Ibadah continues every day. Reading your Quran, making your dhikr, that continues every day. And again, also an opportune time for parents to sit and make ibadah with your children. If your children are very young and, you know, maybe daddy has a son and he's never been to the mosque ever, as yet he's been very young, perfect time to bond with your child. Go and make salah with him. Or if mommy wants to teach her daughter or son, perfect time to sit down. Also, you know, he said like, unfortunately with load shedding, but that's another whole topic. But again, you know, we're sitting in the dark, everyone's irritated, nobody's going to want to sleep at 8 p.m. What is wrong with Talim? Talk about the Sahabas, talk about, you know, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, talk about his life, talk about Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's characteristics. Perfect time also to bond with your children and make this niyat that inshallah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from us and bless us to follow the sunnah of our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So sometimes also what happens is when we go on holiday, we tend to lose track of time, we're socializing, or even if we're at home, we're busy. But remember, again, ideal time to switch on that clock where you tell them, salah doesn't stop, ibadah doesn't stop. Allah first. Whatever it is that you do, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first. And this is also a perfect time to say that you're reading your salah on time. Sometimes obviously with work and then we get carried away, we may read our salah later. Now, I mean, also now it's summer. Nothing says that you cannot take that musalah out and read your salah outside. Okay. Sit on the grass and again, make talim, make dhikr. Very, very important. Like we always stress on, you know, children learn more from what we do than what we say. So again, family project Zaira, where families are together and talking about our beautiful religion, subhanallah. Opportune time to learn, to remember Allah and thank Him for everything that we have. And again, like we always stress on, what we take for granted, many others are praying for. Okay, I just have 1 minute left. I want a short message from all of you, please. What is your advice to parents and people that are tuned in now?
I think just have fun. You know, don't go and force anything. Don't try everything that we may have spoken about today, because there was lots that came out.
Yes.
Take something, even if it's just one thing that suits your family, and have fun with it.
Perfect advice. Thank you so much, Sister Preeti. Sister Shamima?
I agree with Preeti 100%. And I just want to say that just be happy and make it fun. And you know what? These are going to be the beautiful memories that you will treasure in your heart always, for years and years to come.
for both parents and their children.
Yes, for both.
Definitely.
Yes.
Sister Zahira.
I have to say to moms that your children don't stay small forever. You miss those age when they're all grown up, and that's when you realize, oh, you know, they're grown up now, and you long for the age when they were younger.
Mm-hmm.
So enjoy them, embrace it, and go with that. And creative. I hope to inspire everybody with that. Just be creative.
Ameen to Ameen, Ya Rabbal Ameen. Zahira, I just want you to please share your contact details, you know, with the audience, because, you know, there are many families that do have children with special needs, and, you know, they could be looking for an activity that, you know, you've just given ideas to. Because, like I said, you know, we want to keep families together. We don't want anyone to be excluded. Perfect way for learners with special needs to be empowered and learn a new skill.
Yes, definitely.
Your number, please, or your contact details, or social media information.
Shall we do Instagram? Huh?
Whatever is easy for you, my darling. However people can get in touch with you, inshallah.
Okay, now let's do is zahira.lahir. That's my Instagram page. I have tons of ideas. You can go onto my highlights, and you can find many creative holiday ideas there. And please share if you've done any of these activities. I'd love feedback, and I'd like to see what you've done, because everyone's got beautiful ideas.
Definitely. And I think the greatest message that has come out here from these ladies, who are, like I said, are mums as well, is that, you know what, it doesn't have to be expensive.
No, for sure.
We always say, you know, our holidays are expensive, doing this is expensive. It doesn't have to be expensive. The thing that is of most value here is that you are communicating with your loved ones, and you're making that time, like Sister Shumima said, these will be the beautiful memories that your children will take forward, and you will have. And nothing can compare to that. Alhamdulillah. Unfortunately, we've reached the end of the show. Ladies, if I could, I'd keep you here the whole day. But inshallah, we will be back on Youth Talk, inshallah, next week, Saturday. Next week, Saturday's show will be 2 hours. We have a very serious topic that will be we will be discussing, but something that's very, very relevant, the role of a father. So please, if you have any comments or anything you'd like to share, think about it this week and share it with myself and my guests for next week. Inshallah, have a beautiful week, have an amazing holiday, and most importantly, just remember, Allah has blessed you with so much. Whatever we take for granted, there are so many other people that don't have what we have. Look at what you have, thank Allah for His bounties, and may Allah bless you with even more. Please remember us in your du'as, and have a beautiful week, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.